Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
On the line is Dr. Daniel Israel from Dr. Daniel Israel and Associates here at Bluebird Medical Center. Daniel, an oral antiviral that could possibly be used to treat COVID. That's amazing news.
Absolutely amazing news, Simon. If one thinks back to the HIV pandemic, and you know, which unfortunately has become endemic and carries, still goes on, I remember when there were no antivirals, and then you know the first excitement started when we started finding treatments for HIV for orally. And we know that with COVID there really has been very little in terms of treatment. There is a lot in terms of prevention out there in the world. There's both those pharmacological and non-pharmacological measures, and the pharmacological is obviously vaccines, which is the biggest. But what we haven't seen with COVID very much is what, you know, effective drugs that can be used to treat patients who get or at higher risk of complicated COVID. We just to sum up, like what's happened in the last 2 years, the most efficacious drug is probably dexamethasone, which is cortisone in patients who need it, so patients who get COVID pneumonia. But thereafter, there is no like COVID treating drug. Yeah. We do know that an antiviral like remdesivir has certainly in some studies shown good results. But the difficulty with drugs like remdesivir, which is available in South Africa, is that it requires intravenous administration and you need to be doing it there. This new drug, which is called molnupiravir, it's quite a difficult name to say, is an antiviral that has been applied to the FDA for emergency use, just like the vaccines were applied for emergency use, because studies have shown that it reduces hospitalization and death in COVID patients by about 50%, which means that when this drug gets approved, and MSD and Merck are already applying, you will be able to take this medicine at home if you're one of the higher risk patients, if you got COVID, and it would further reduce your hospitalization risk by about 50%, which is really fantastic. So it's a very exciting space that now is being worked on.
I would imagine that would help overcome a significant amount of resistance, the thought of being able to pop a pill rather than have to go and get a needle.
Absolutely. But one must remember that if one looks at the results and the efficacy of the results, vaccines still show a much greater effect. So I guess the difficulty in this type of research is that you don't want the mindset of the public to be, well, rather don't do the vaccine, and if I get COVID, I'll just take the pill, because we need in the first place people to get COVID less and for their risk profile to be lower to start with. So it's definitely an in addition measure, but it is a measure that will certainly change the way COVID is dealt with at home if it gets approved, and it looks like it is going to be approved.
Absolutely fascinating stuff. What an interesting field to be in at the moment. Daniel Israel, thank you for your input this afternoon.
Thanks, Simon.